has the latest firearms and accessories at the best prices around. Stop in at McCunn Specialty Firearms, located at 210 Main Street in Messina, or visit McCunnGuns.com. Fairway and Atlantic, for economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, lower everyday prices, and friendly service, visit Fairway Store Incorporated. Also try the full-service meat department at Fairway, 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic.
Now we go to the second quarter. It's a 7-6 ball game. Lewis Central with a one-point lead over Atlantic as we head to quarter number two. Atlantic with the basketball as we start this section. As they work it right side, Macy Schmidt has it on the circle. Bounce feed into Leonard, across to Olson. She'll fire up a three and banks one in off the window. Aaron Olson knocks down the triple, and it's a 9-7 lead now for Atlantic. Just about a half minute gone here in this second quarter. Kai Madsen top of the circle, fake the three. Now leaves it right side for Larson. Back out top to Madsen. And across it goes to Paulson. Out of the corner, they kick it back out top. Madsen off the dribble. Left side again. Head fake by Paulson. She'll step up and fire one in. No good. Rebound taken inside by Leonard. Lewis Central is over the back on almost every single defensive rebound. Atlantic cannot get a foul call from these officials on that. Catherine Leonard has the ball out top, and she has her pocket pick. It's stolen away. Madsen going to run the floor and stop and knock one down. She missed the last try on the break. Going to make sure this time. And that ties the game at 9 apiece. And Atlantic will turn it over as Leonard lost the handle on the dribble coming up in the backcourt. Den Vesti will check back into the ball game for Atlantic as Leonard will check out. It's Lewis Central basketball. 6:53 remaining in this first half. Inbound out top. They'll work it right left side. Madsen will step inside the circle and fire one up that's no good. The rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll stay with Lewis Central. Den Vesti was the last to touch it. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Lewis Central. As they'll look to inbound, left side. Fire it out on the arc. That's Paulson back around top. Maddie Paulson, left side it goes now to Sock Ryder. She goes baseline, curls, and dumps it back out top. Now Madsen to the right side. Larson, ooh, she walked with it. Now got back out top. Into the lane it goes. That's Holt. She ducks up and under, fires one up, no good. And a foul call underneath, going to be whistled against Atlantic. Going to whistle the foul on McKenna Den Vesti. That'll be her first, as the first free throw by Holt is no good. Lewis Central's missed all three of their free throws here early. Minute and a half gone here in this second quarter. Tied at nine. Second free throw try is off the mark as well. Ball hits the floor, and the rebound taken by Williams of Atlantic. So Holt misses both tries. We're still tied at nine, and Atlantic has the ball back. Front court, fire it across. Thompson here, left side. The head fake, the drive to the baseline. Bounce feed all the way across to the corner. Olson open for the three. It's no good. Long rebound goes to the corner. It's picked up there by Larson. Larson will turn and dribble to the front court. Gets it across the timeline. Now for Madsen. Madsen, right side. Larson, back across it goes. Paulson, Madsen. Now Larson again, right side. They try to work Holt open inside. Madsen dribbles once, picks it up, leaves it again out top for Paulson. Paulson to the high post. Holt steps underneath. Quick shot, no good. Rebound inside, taken by Schmidt. Olson with the basketball. Quickly ahead. Thompson here, left side. Drives baseline. Lost the basketball. Out of bounds. Anticipating the contact as she went to pick up the dribble by Megan Holt. Lost the ball. And it turns back over to Lewis Central. It's an offensively challenged pair of teams here tonight. We're 9-9. With 5.5 left in the second quarter. Lewis Central, right side corner. It's Larson, the head fake. She'll drive baseline, cut off by Den Vesti, nowhere to go. Fires it back out top. Paulson able to control that tough pass. Now Madsen, left side, pulls up. 12-footer, won't go. Rebound tied up. It'll be Lewis Central basketball. They have the possession arrow. Emily Hohenberger will check in now for Atlantic. Catherine Leonard also back into the ballgame for Atlantic. It'll be at should be Lewis Central basketball. So Lewis Central inbound underneath. They were going to give it to Atlantic, but that was corrected. So Lewis Central to inbound. Madsen fires it right side. Larson. Larson on the circle will bring it out top. Leave it for Madsen here on the right wing. Out top, Paulson. Back to Madsen here right side. Madsen off the dribble into the corner. Will bounce it back outside. And Paulson will reset the offense. Atlantic running a 3-2 zone. As they work the ball out on the perimeter, try to stretch it. Left side it goes. Quick setup and a quick toss by Sockrider. No good. The long rebound is tapped back out, and Madsen controls it for Lewis Central. High post. It's Holt underneath. Sockrider. Oh, the pass to Larson was tough. Now Holt able to chase it down here in the sideline. Back inside it goes, and we got a jump ball call as they got it to Larson. She tried to get inside, and Tiffany Williams reached in and tied it up. The basketball now turns back over to Atlantic. Well, this has been nothing short of an ugly basketball game here early by both of these ball clubs. Offense tough to come by, lots of turnovers. Atlantic trying to break pressure, and they throw it away. Schmidt's pass, stolen. Bounce feed across the lane. That's Paulson. Shot no good. Rebound in the lane. The putback missed. And we got a foul call. Larson will go to the line as she got fouled in the lane trying to put that shot back. It'll be Macy Schmidt picking up the foul. That's her second. So Cassie Larson back to the line, her second trip. She's 0 for 2 so far tonight. First one here is no good. For Atlantic, Molly Welter back into the contest now. One more free throw coming here for Larson. 0 for 5 on the night for the Titans. And the second try is good. They finally get a free throw to go through the rim. 10-9 now, and Lewis Central with the lead. Back court, Atlantic trying to throw it away, and they're successful at that as the ball picked up and a layup on the other end. Goodbye, Maddie Paulson. Hohenberger's pass was errant and stolen away. Now up the floor. Again, Lewis Central bumping on the dribble up the floor. No foul call. Now left side it goes, and a three-pointer off the window. Sky Thompson tries window from the same spot where Olsen knocked one down. And we're tied at 12 apiece. Into the lane now, Lewis Central with the basketball. They work it left side. Maddie Paulson out top to Kai Madsen. Now right side it comes. Larson. So they work it back out top. Three-point try is off the mark by Madsen. The rebound, put back, missed. Now the loose ball underneath, picked up by Amy Peterson. And back out top it comes. Baseline, Larson into the lane. Peterson, bounce pass underneath. And we got a foul, a whistle. We have a foul whistled against Atlantic. And a whistle, Molly Welter for the foul. It'll be her first. Team number 6 against Atlantic. At 3:27 left to go in this second quarter. Inbound to the corner now for Lewis Central. They curl Pomerenke with it as she just came in. They've got a pass off to Amy Peterson. Her shot in the lane is no good, and the rebound to Atlantic. Right side Welter on the dribble. She'll stop and leave it out top now for Williams. Williams will hand it to Aaron Olson, and they'll reset. We're tied at 12. As Thompson leaves it here for Olson. Fire it across now left side. Welter going to take it and load up a three. It's no good. The rebound comes long off the side of the rim out of bounds. It'll turn over to Lewis Central. Oh, I can't believe either one of these teams could be shooting more than 20% here early. This has been some difficult basketball to watch by what are usually two very skilled teams. Lewis Central is a very well-oiled machine most nights, but they're way off here so far early. Pomerenke out top with it for Lewis Central across the lane. Peterson, they work a triangle out top. It's back into Pomerenke's hands. Now right side Larson. Pomerenke on the circle. Back to Larson. Head fake. She'll drive baseline. Stop. The lean. Shot no good. Rebound hits the floor. Nobody wanted it. Holt finally picks it up, and she gets fouled on the putback try. A bunch of players standing around the rebound, but everybody watched it hit the floor. Foul inside, whistled against Catherine Leonard. That's her first. And to the free throw line goes Megan Holt. And she misses the first free throw. She'll get one more. .231 left before halftime. Second try is good. Holt makes one of her two. She's 1 for 4 from the line here tonight. Lewis Central just 2 for 8 from the line. Atlantic on the run now. Get it to Welter. Right side. She missed the layup. Rebound to Lewis Central. Atlantic broke pressure, got it up the floor in a hurry, couldn't convert. Now Madsen goes baseline, and she throws the ball away as she's falling, but it's saved by Peterson here on the sideline. Holt tosses it across out top. It's Madsen on the circle. She'll step inside, pick up the dribble, leave it for Pomeranke. 13-12, Lewis Central leads. 2 minutes left to go before halftime. As Skye Thompson steps into the passing lane and taps one out of bounds. Lewis Central will keep possession. Den Bestie back into the lineup for Atlantic. Pomeranke will inbound. Larson right corner. Out high it goes. Holt across to the top. Pomeranke back across Madsen. She starts to drive back out top. Pomeranke loads up the three. It's no good. Rebound Den Bestie for Atlantic. And it's taken away from behind. Stolen by Larson. Now to the free throw line. Peterson, quick shot is good. Amy Peterson with the basket. And it's 15-12. Atlantic trailing by three. Long pass. Oh, and Atlantic will turn it over. Long pass to Skye Thompson. She had a clean path to the basket for a layup, and the ball went right through her hands out of bounds. And that's just about kind of the way this first half has gone for both teams tonight. Minute and a half left to go in the first half. 15-12 Lewis Central. Titans front court. Madsen. They'll spread it out just a little bit. Here to the right side now. Larson fires it all the way across. Ball a little high. Madsen able to chase it down as Olsen came out defensively. Now Madsen left side to Peterson. Back out top. Pomeranke. Right side it comes to Larson. She goes baseline. Cut off. Back out top. Pomeranke. She'll try a three. No good. Rebound goes long to the corner. Chased down by Peterson. And Madsen with it now out top to Pomeranke. Madsen left side. We're under a minute to go before halftime. Madsen out top with it here for Lewis Central. Pomeranke, 40 seconds left in the half. As they stretch the floor, they might be hanging on for the last shot. Pomeranke back out top. Madsen, I'm not sure that's good strategy the way these two teams are shooting. Odds are the shot won't be anywhere near. Pomeranke back out top, down to 22 seconds in the half. Larson, pass was tipped. Pomeranke up with it out top. Now Madsen goes left side, Peterson. 12 seconds to go in the half. Back outside to Kai Madsen. She'll curl, bring it out top. 8 seconds, right side Larson. Head fake, drive baseline. She forces her way underneath and bangs one up and in. Essie Larson with a basket. As time will run out here in the first half, Olsen fires one up from across half court that comes way short. And that is the end of an awful, awful first half of basketball here tonight in Council Bluffs. 17-12 is the score here at halftime. As these two teams really struggled offensively here in this first half. 17-12, Lewis Central the lead here at the break. Take a timeout. Talk more about it in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira. TAMS Agency in Avoca, your auto owner's insurance company. Call TAMS Agency today at 712-343-6332. That's TAMS Agency in Avoca. Nelson Farm Supply at 6th and Chatburn in Harlan, your Gell Farm Equipment Sales and Service Center. When you need something for your farm, you'll find it at Nelson Farm Supply in Harlan.
Jim Field back with you here in Council Bluffs. Well, let's hope these two teams figure something out here at halftime, because this first half was a pretty tough thing to watch. 17-12, Lewis Central has the lead here at intermission. And if they look to sell the rims tonight after the ball game, they would be barely used. It was a really difficult offensive half for these two ball clubs. Atlantic and Lewis Central both really struggled trying to find anything offensively here tonight. Atlantic has had a lead or two here in the first half. Their last one was at 9-7. They were trailing 7-6 to Lewis Central at the end of the first quarter, and they trail 17-12 here at the intermission. Not many scores out there posted yet from games around the area tonight in girls basketball. Bishop Heelan Catholic did beat Abraham Lincoln tonight, 75-42 in girls high school basketball so far this evening. And we'll see if we can get you a few more final scores from some games around the area and perhaps a score from the Atlantic game tonight as well, the boys game that's going on over in Council Bluffs. Are going on over in Atlantic, rather. Atlantic had taken an early lead in that basketball game. Haven't seen a halftime score quite yet on that boys contest tonight. Also in boys action tonight, IKM Manning was leading Audubon 21-11. That was after one quarter tonight. The Denison girls had a 15-11 lead over Creston after one quarter in basketball action tonight. As a matter of fact, I can get you a halftime score. Creston leads Denison 25-24. That game's now gone to intermission this evening in girls Hawkeye 10 conference hoops. Also in girls basketball tonight, Shenandoah picked up a win. 78-42 was the final as they defeated Bedford tonight. Also IKM Manning in girls basketball defeated Audubon 57-38 was the final score in that Western Iowa Conference basketball matchup tonight. Let's look at some of the other games going on around the region this evening. Also, Denison boys defeated Creston tonight by a final of 69-64. So Denison defeating Creston in boys Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball this evening. So some pretty interesting ball games going on in some areas around Southwest Iowa tonight. We'll keep you updated on some of those games as the evening moves along. We also, again, hope to get you a halftime score here not too far down the road from this, the Atlantic boys game with Lewis Central going on over in Atlantic tonight. Last check, Atlantic was leading that ball game 30-17. Also a halftime score, IKM Manning leads Audubon in boys basketball 36-22. In that Western Iowa Conference game tonight. So a few updates for you from basketball around the area. We'll take a break and we'll get you updated on this first half of basketball here tonight. 17-12, Lewis Central leading Atlantic here at the intermission in this girls Hawkeye 10 matchup. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Nishna Valley Family YMCA, a great place for family fun. The mission is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. Open 359 days of the year at 4:30 a.m., Monday through Friday. We make it easy to join with no long-term contract and classes for all ages. You can work out anywhere, but you belong at the Nishna Valley YMCA. Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. Let them handle all of your automotive needs from oil changes to a major engine overhaul. Give them a call at 243-4514 and let them take care of your automobile. That's the Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call the McDermott Auction Building at 205 Maple Street in Atlantic at 243-4673. Where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest.
We're at halftime here in Council Bluffs tonight. 17-12, Lewis Central with the lead over Atlantic in girls Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball here tonight in first half play. Take a look at some of the numbers for you here at halftime in this contest. It was Lewis Central leading 7-6 after one quarter. Atlantic got a three early in the quarter as Aaron Olson knocked one home to make it 9-7. Atlantic, that was their last lead of the ball game. Lewis Central leads it by 5, 17-12 here at intermission. So far here in the first half, here's what we have for the two teams as far as the numbers go. Lewis Central led by Kai Madsen and Cassie Larson. They each have 5 here in the first half. 3 points for Megan Holt and 2 points each for Maddie Paulson and Amy Peterson. Lewis Central has just been horrific from the free throw line here tonight. 2 for 8 from the free throw line so far here this evening. That's been one of their undoings here early on. They've been getting to the line, but they've been miserable in trying to convert. Atlantic, on the other hand, been led by Aaron Olson and Sky Thompson. They each have picked up 5 points here in the first half to lead their team. Atlantic 2 for 2 from the free throw line so far here in the first half. Fouls not really much of an issue in the first half. We didn't have a lot of them called, but nobody in real trouble. Stephanie Sanbothy and Macy Schmidt each picked up 2 for Atlantic in the first half, while Asia Sockrider had a couple in the first half for Lewis Central. So that's your game reset here at halftime, as Lewis Central has a 17-12 advantage over Atlantic here at halftime of this girls' matchup. And they've gone to halftime in Atlantic, the boys' contest. Atlantic leading Lewis Central 30-19. That's at intermission tonight. 30-19 the score in that contest. We'll take a timeout at the second half for you in just a little bit. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Capel's in downtown Atlantic, where you'll find everything you need for kids, moms, dads, and grandparents. And if you can't find it, just ask one of their friendly, helpful sales staff. Capel's in Atlantic, where you'll receive great service after the sale. EO Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, for all your insurance needs, home, farm, business, auto, crop, life, health, and long-term care. Visit with EL Ransom Insurance Agency. EL Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, your independent insurance agent serving you first. Satisfy your pet needs at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry blue pet food for dogs and cats, made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb, wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies, and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
Jim Field back with you here in Council Bluffs. We'll be back here in Council Bluffs tomorrow night, just in a different part of town, as we'll be over at Abraham Lincoln High School tomorrow night for boys basketball. Non-conference play, as the Atlantic boys will battle Abraham Lincoln tomorrow night over at the AL Fieldhouse. And we'll have that game for you. About 7:30 is the varsity tip time, and we'll have that game for you tomorrow night on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. And the Atlantic boys leading over in Atlantic 30-19 over Lewis Central. That game is at halftime in the boys' contest. Here it's 17-12. Lewis Central leading Atlantic, as Lewis Central will take a 5-point lead in the second half in this contest. The two teams about ready to get the second half started here tonight. We'll see if the two teams have settled down a little bit here offensively. It's been a struggle in the first half for the two teams. Defensively, though, both teams stepped it up pretty well. A lot of turnovers, a lot of steals. Atlantic will shoot to the basket to our right as we go to the second half. Lewis Central to our left. Lewis Central will have the ball first to start the half. Maddie Paulson, Kai Madsen, Asia Sockrider, Megan Holt, Cassie Larson, the starting five on the floor for Lewis Central. Atlantic also has their starting five on the floor with Thompson, Olson, Schmidt, Williams, and Leonard. Right side, head fake, now a drive to the baseline. The kick across, it's Sockrider on the baseline. She leans one up off the glass, no good. Rebound inside, taken by Leonard for Atlantic. Lewis Central trying to work that baseline, but they couldn't convert. Now Olson has it out top for Atlantic. 2-3 zone employed here by Lewis Central. Olson right corner with it, fires it all the way across to Thompson. She'll load up a three from the left side. That's no good. Rebound is grabbed out of there by Paulson, and Lewis Central wants to run. No advantage, so Paulson will slow it down. Now to the right side, Larson. Back out top. Paulson looked at the three, now steps it back out. Paulson well off the circle. Goes right side, Madsen, back to Paulson, into the lane. Holt crosses over, bank too strong. Got her own rebound, missed it all the way over the rim to the other side of the backboard, and a rebound grabbed by Sockrider, and we got a foul call underneath. I believe that's going to be on Catherine Leonard, and it is. That will be number 2 on Leonard. Lewis Central to inbound as they'll lob it out top. Sockrider has it. 17-12, Lewis Central leads. Atlantic up the floor with Thompson. Thompson tries to run through the double team. The trap over the far side. The ball knocked out of bounds by Lewis Central. It'll be Atlantic ball on the far sideline. 6:48 to go. Second, we're in the third quarter. Atlantic down five. Same score as we had at half, 17-12. Aaron Olson stops on the dribble, dumps it low. Posting is Williams. She steps across the lean in, nowhere to go. Now it's back to Olson. She'll leave it for Thompson. Thompson off the dribble. Curls left side, drives the leaner, no good, but she's fouled. She curled. I think Lewis Central thought she was going to pull up for the jump shot. Instead, she tried to drive it all the way down the left side to the basket. And the foul going to be whistled on Sockrider, and that will be her third. First team foul on Lewis Central in this second half. To the free throw line, Sky Thompson. She'll get a chance to shoot a couple, and the first one is no good. Amy Peterson back into the ballgame now for Lewis Central as Sockrider checks out with three fouls. One more free throw by Thompson. The second one rolls through. Thompson hits one of her two. And it's 17-13. Minute and a half gone here in the third quarter. Lewis Central with the lead and the basketball. They lead by four into the front court. Madsen out top with it. So they work the ball outside. Maddie Paulson back to Madsen on the left wing. She'll dump it all the way across right side. Larson, quick pass, is stolen away. Thompson stole it. We got a reach-in foul called. That'll be on Maddie Paulson. That'll be her first. Thompson stepped across, stole the basketball on the pass, and got fouled as she started up the floor. Second team foul on Lewis Central. Atlantic basketball now, front court. They work it here right side. Stop on the dribble. It's Olson here to the corner. They fire it across out top. Schmidt leaves it back for Aaron Olson. Back to Schmidt. Schmidt to Olson, left side. Olson the leaner. Bounce pass baseline to Leonard. She'll jump it up and in from the baseline. Catherine Leonard with a rare jump shot for either of these teams. And it's 17-15. Atlantic within two. Lewis Central to the baseline now as Larson gets stuck. Fires it all the way out top to Paulson. High post, Holt into the lane. Across it goes. Out top, Madsen. Off the step, she'll leave it. Again outside for Paulson. Right side, Larson. They work the ball out on the perimeter. Kai Madsen with it here near side. She'll have it up top and working on the dribble. Around left side. Paulson almost stolen. Now Madsen with it into the corner to Larson. Back out top. Paulson left side. Pass knocked out of bounds by Tiffany Williams. Williams stepped in front of Amy Peterson. Knocked the ball away. Lewis Central ball. Lewis Central seems to be fairly patient, just working around the perimeter, trying to free up Holt on the inside. Holt and Leonard with a pretty good battle there. Now on the dribble drive, a quick toss, awkward toss up. And the shot missed underneath as Holt tried to fire one up quickly, awkwardly. It was no good. It was knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Lewis Central. And Atlantic gets the ball back again, down two. Sky Thompson through traffic, breaks the pressure to the front court on the dribble. Now ahead it's Olson. Olson, left side, Thompson, high post, Leonard, fires it here to Schmidt, right wing. Out top again, Olson, the pass stripped away and stolen. Madsen on the run out up the floor, the left-hand layup try is good. Kai Madsen with the basket, and it's 19-15, and we got a timeout on the floor. So we'll take a break, 4:34 left to play here in this third quarter. 19-15, Lewis Central the lead. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Tune Up In. When you need quality repairs on your farm equipment, call the Tune Up In in Wyota. Maynard of the gang will get to the bottom of your troubles and get you back in the field. Expect quality service from the Tune Up In in Wyota. Cass Incorporated, we've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We're proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. Robinson True Value Hardware in Atlantic, serving Cass County for 75 years, carrying paint for every surface and hardware for every purpose. Robinson True Value Hardware, located in downtown Atlantic.
Back to action here in the third quarter. 4.5 minutes left to play. Atlantic with the basketball. Lewis Central with a 4-point lead, 19-15. These two teams still battling defensively. Across it goes Thompson, left side, the head fake. She tries to drive, cut off. Back outside now, Tiffany Williams with it. Williams takes it down low to Sanbothy, who's checked in. Out top, Olsen, right side, Schmidt. Schmidt curls on the baseline as she's cut off. As she looks for some help, and we got a and again, it's the official farthest away. He's half the court away from the play. He calls her for a travel. She was pivoting down low, looking for a pass, and he hit her with a traveling violation. Madsen now to the front court as Lewis Central inbounds. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Madsen, left side. Takes the top of the circle. Ball almost knocked away by Thompson as she bumps into Paulson trying to come up with that ball. Lewis Central keeps it. Paulson out top. She looks at the three, won't take it. Steps in, tries a two. It's no good. Strong off the back iron. The rebound taken by Sanbothy for Atlantic, and she almost threw it away. She threw it off of one of the Titans who was flashing past, but able to chase it down. Now Atlantic with the basketball. Olsen out top, left side to Thompson. Thompson drives, dumps it across for Schmidt. She'll set up a three. That's no good. Right side, and the rebound underneath taken by Larson for Lewis Central. Larson up the floor now. Gets it to the front court, ahead to Madsen. She'll drive into the lane, dump it left side. Peterson out top. Paulson going to try the three. No good. Rebound inside, taken by Atlantic. It's Schmidt coming down with it. Schmidt will turn and leave it for Olsen to the front court. Thompson left side. Lobs it all the way across. Bad pass. Tipped, stolen away. Holt comes up with a steal. Now ahead up the floor. It comes in a hurry. Holt will drive the baseline, take it all the way, and she's fouled on the layup try down low. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but she'll get free throws. Going to whistle Sanbothy for the foul. That'll be her third. The second team foul on Atlantic in this third quarter. 2:53 left to go here in the third. Holt at the line, and she makes the first. For Atlantic, Catherine Leonard, Molly Welter check back into the ball game. For Lewis Central, Alyssa Pomeranke is back in. Nicole Miller is also checked back into the basketball game. Second free throw here by Holt is in and out, no good, and Leonard grabs the rebound for Atlantic. Atlantic ahead now. It's Aaron Olsen to the front court. 20-15 the score. Lewis Central leading. 2:45 left to go in this third quarter. Schmidt down low. Welter has it. Welter turns, looks to the baseline. It's not there. She's double-teamed, feeds it back out to Schmidt. Now across it goes left side to Olsen, who's open, tries the three. It's no good. The long rebound tapped to the floor. Madsen up with it for Lewis Central. Madsen will leave it out, and they'll bring it to the front court. Pomeranke, right side it goes, to the baseline. Holt, the jumper, good. Holt was left wide open. Hits the little 12-footer, and it's 22-15, Lewis Central. And Lewis Central is going to get it back as Atlantic in the backcourt just threw the ball away. Schmidt's pass way too tall for Welter up the far sideline. Goes out of bounds. And we got a timeout on the floor asked for by Atlantic. 2:11 left to play here in the third quarter. 22-15 our score. Lewis Central leading. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Avoca Building and Material, family-owned and operated. It's the small-town lumber yard with the big city variety. See them today, Avoca Building and Material in Avoca. The Danish Village's Voice on Main Street in Elkhorn, a quality newspaper that will keep you updated with news and award-winning photography. For competitive advertising rates, give the Danish Village's Voice a call at 712-764-4800. That's 712-764-4800. Satisfy your pet's need at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry blue pet food for dogs and cats made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb, wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies, and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
Our score. Lewis Central's run off five in a row as they lead it by seven. Just over 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Titans have the basketball. They come back out of the timeout. Miller into the lane. They get it inside to Danny Peterson. Now it's Madsen. Drives the lane. Back to Peterson. She'll jump it from the free throw line. No good. Rebound hits the floor, and Atlantic up with it. Olsen to the front court now for Lewis for Atlantic. Aaron Olsen picks up the dribble, lobs it here to the right side. Williams tries to force it inside. It's a bad pass. Well, it wasn't a bad pass. It was just mishandled inside. Schmidt can't control it. It's taken off the floor by Lewis Central. Now to the right side, Pomeranke. Madsen top of the circle. Left side, Miller. Back out top it goes. They work the ball back and forth. Now the ball tipped, almost stolen by Olsen. Miller controls it. Now Pomeranke, Madsen, top of the circle. She's inside the arc. Tries one from there. No good. Rebound taken by Atlantic. Leonard corrals the board. Back comes Olsen here for Atlantic. Olsen out top. Picks up the dribble. Looks for help. Right side, Schmidt. Schmidt fires it all the way across. Williams drives baseline. Shot no good. Got her own rebound. Puts it back up and in. Tiffany Williams with her first basket of the night. Wasn't easy, and it's 22-17. Lewis Central by five. Under a minute now, 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Pomeranke from the right wing going to try the three. That's no good. The rebound tapped to the baseline, tapped to the floor. Picked up on the run, Miller. She just found it sitting on the floor and took it, laid it in. Everybody batting the ball around, but nobody grabbed it. 24-17, Lewis Central. Atlantic basketball now as they get it to the front. Olsen out top, goes left side. It's Welter, and she walked with it. Welter took off and ran with it before she put it on the floor. That'll turn the ball back over. Thompson is back in along with Hohenberger for Atlantic. Kelly Jewell still trying to find in along with Hohenberger for Atlantic. Kelly Jewell still trying to find along with Hohenberger for Atlantic. Kelly Jewell still trying to find the right combination along with Hohenberger for Atlantic. Kelly Jewell still trying to find the right combination to get the Atlantic girls moving offensively. Maddie Paulson will check back into the ballgame now for Lewis Central as the Titans get it back with 34 seconds left in the third quarter. Pomeranke out top on the dribble. Looks right side. Leaves it now for Madsen. In along with Hohenberger for Atlantic. Kelly Jewell still trying to find in along with Hohenberger for Atlantic. Kelly Jewell still trying to find the right combination to get the Atlantic girls moving offensively. Maddie Paulson will check back into the ballgame now for Lewis Central as the Titans get it back with 34 seconds left in the third quarter. Pomeranke out top on the dribble. Looks right side. Leaves it now for Madsen. Madsen out on the circle. Paulson, Madsen, they work the right side. Madsen dumps it to the high post. That's Danny Peterson. She'll leave it out top. Pomeranke will set up for a three, and that's good. Alyssa Pomeranke got a wide open triple from the top of the circle. It's a 10-point game now, 27-17. Lewis Central up the floor quickly. Atlantic with Hohenberger left side. Now Leonard down low. Nope, traveling violation whistled on Leonard before she got rid of the pass. And the ball will turn over again to Lewis Central. 2 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 2.8 on the clock. Lewis Central will inbound in the backcourt. They'll lob it. Danny Peterson in center court. She'll just turn and fire, and that's going to be short and out of bounds as time runs out here in the third quarter. Not much more offense in the third quarter than we saw earlier. 27-17, Lewis Central has the lead after three. We'll go to the fourth quarter when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. OSI Oakland, a food processing company which does business domestically and internationally. OSI is a leader in the industry and an equal opportunity employer and drug-free workplace. Visit Iowa Workforce website for future.
Lewis Central 37-24 over in Atlantic in that boys' contest. Atlantic basketball, as we start this fourth quarter in the girls' game. Atlantic Lewis Central 37-24 over in Atlantic in that boys' contest. Atlantic basketball, as we start this fourth quarter. Lewis Central 37-24 over in Atlantic in that boys' contest. Atlantic basketball, as we start this fourth quarter in the girls' game. Atlantic needs to find a spark offensively. They trail only by 10, but they've only scored 17 in the first three quarters. 10 might be a massive lead here tonight. Ball was knocked out of bounds. Atlantic inbounds once again. Aaron Olsen will run the offense. Macy Schmidt here right side. Lewis Central 37-24 over in Atlantic in that boys' contest. Atlantic basketball as we start this fourth quarter in the girls' game. Atlantic needs to find a St. Louis Central 37-24 over in Atlantic in that boys' contest. Atlantic basketball, as we start this fourth quarter, St. Louis Central 37-24 over in Atlantic in that boys' contest. Atlantic basketball, as we start this fourth quarter, St. Louis Central 37-24 over in Atlantic in that boys' contest. Atlantic basketball, as we start this fourth quarter in the girls' game, Atlantic needs to find a spark offensively. They trail only by 10, but they've only scored 17 in the first three quarters. 10 might be a massive lead here tonight. Ball was knocked out of bounds. Atlantic inbounds once again. Aaron Olson will run the offense. Macy Schmidt here, right side. 10 might be a massive lead here tonight. Ball was knocked out of bounds. Atlantic inbounds once again. Aaron Olson will run the offense. Macy Schmidt here, right side. Goes to the corner. Sky Thompson all the way across. Tough pass. Olson comes up with a tipped ball. Her shot on the baseline is short. Off the front of the rim, rebounded by Holt. She wants to run up the floor quickly. Left side, Paulson. Bounce pass, tip, knocked free. Loose on the floor, picked up by Madsen underneath. Lewis Central keeps possession. Madsen brings it back around on the dribble. Madsen out on the circle. Up right side it goes as they work the ball off on the perimeter. Paulson picked up out there by Thompson. She'll leave it for Madsen. Now right side it goes to Madsen. Paulson's pass knocked free. Madsen up with it. Now in the lane with it. Dumps it over here left side to Sockrider. And back out top it comes. As they work the ball outside. Madsen in traffic. Now finally got rid of it to Paulson. And we've got a timeout asked for on the floor. This will be a 30-second timeout asked for by Lewis Central. So we'll just leave it here with the short timeout. 27-17 is our score. .643 remaining here in this fourth quarter tonight. Again, a reminder, we'll have basketball tomorrow for you, twice actually here on KJN. Hope you join us tomorrow morning at 8:30 as we talk basketball and wrestling with the Atlantic coaches on our Coach's Corner program. Then tomorrow afternoon, we've got Iowa Hawkeye basketball as Iowa plays Ohio State at Carver Hawkeye Arena at noon. And tomorrow night, we've got the Atlantic boys playing Abraham Lincoln in high school basketball. Lewis Central balls, we come back out of the timeout. Titans lead by 10. Madsen fires it all the way out top. Paulson, right side it goes. Larson, Madsen, baseline, Sockrider. She through the double team, gets rid of it. Now to Madsen, who dribbles through traffic, stops, dumps it. Sockrider baseline. Oh, that's an offensive foul. Sockrider ducked the shoulder and ran Tiffany Williams. That'll be foul number 4 on Asia Sockrider. That'll turn the ball over to Atlantic. Atlantic working the pressure in the backcourt now on the dribble as Aaron Olson tries to get it across and does to the front court. She gets rid of it and throws it away. Just as she was double-teamed, tried to fire it over here to Macy Schmidt, threw it out of bounds. 6:16 left in the fourth quarter, 27-17. Madsen takes the inbound. She'll bring it across. Paulson, left side, Sockrider in the corner. Now back out top it comes. Madsen off the dribble, double-teamed. Atlantic trying to swarm defensively. Now to the right side, it's Larson. Back outside, Madsen, top of the circle with it, and she stumbles trying to get through traffic, and they're going to hit Atlantic for a foul. Foul whistled on Sky Thompson. That'll be her first. .557 remaining in this third quarter. Lewis Central inbounds. Holt. Right side, posts high, dumps it back out into the corner. Paulson out top. Now it's Larson with it. She dribbles into traffic. Now dumps it right side, and a three ball on the way and good. As Maddie Paulson found space, knocked down the triple, and it's 30-17. A 13-point lead here for Lewis Central. Atlantic breaks pressure to the front court. Schmidt passed down low. Sandvothy bumped as she tosses up a shot. It will not count. They're going to call it on the foul. As Stanboth, he got the ball down here on the right side, tried to take it to the rack, but she was immediately bodied up and fouled. And I think they're going to whistle Sockrider for the foul, so that'll be all for her. She's fouled out of the ballgame. 5:31 remaining here in the fourth quarter, and Asia Sockrider is already eliminated. Peterson checks in. Amy Peterson in place of Sockrider. Atlantic struggling with the pass. Sanbothy carried the basketball. They're going to turn that over. As Atlantic struggling with the pass, Lewis Central now will inbound. Madsen in the backcourt looking to key it in. We're going to have a technical foul as Sky Thompson reached out of bounds and touched the basketball. And I think Atlantic coach Kelly Jewell is going to immediately come over and have a discussion about that. And I hate to pick on officials too much, but I'm just going to tell you, this crew has not done a good job in any phase of the game tonight. They've been behind the play, out of position. And now Jewell gets up to ask about it, and one official comes running from the other side of the court like he has to break up a fight. All he wanted to do was ask a question. Madsen on the other side now misses the first free throw on the technical. Second try on the way is good, so she hits one of the two on the technical. And now Lewis Central will get the ball back here at center court. I think what Jewell's trying to say is that Thompson didn't necessarily reach out of bounds to touch the ball. She had her hands up in the air, but Madsen was kind of faking the pass and hit her hands with the ball. And needless, it doesn't matter. It's a technical foul. It's 31-17. Lewis Central the lead in the basketball. 5:12 left in the fourth quarter. Madsen out top to Paulson. The lob inside, tipped by Williams, but controlled inside, and now we got a foul call. Peterson was able to control that high pass after it was tipped. Quickly got the pad, the shot up, and was fouled. She'll go to the free throw line with a chance to shoot a couple here. Going to whistle Stephanie Sanbothy with the foul. That'll be her fourth. Well, Peterson goes to the line and hits the first. One more coming here for Peterson. And the second one, no good. Sanbothy with the rebound. Atlantic ball front court, 32-17 now. Lewis Central leading. Sanbothy on the bounce feed goes down low. Has her shot deflected. It's no good. Rebound taken inside by Lewis Central. 4:45 remaining in the fourth quarter as Paulson sets up here near side and buries a three. Maddie Paulson got open here on the left side, knocks down the triple. And Lewis Central finally starting to find a little offensive ability here in the second half as they've stretched out the lead. And a steal back on the other end as Lewis Central stepped across and stole the pass once again. Paulson out top here with it. As they set the offense. Madsen, well off the wing left side, drives to the baseline, curls underneath, dumps the pass back out. It's knocked away loose, and we got a loose ball on the floor and a foul call inside. Going to whistle the foul on Aaron Olson. For Atlantic, Catherine Leonard now will check back into the ball game. This is a 13-0 run by Lewis Central. It was a 22-17 ball game. And a pass, inbounds, and Atlantic up the floor now. Leonard will hustle quickly and leave it here right side for Schmidt. She'll try a three from the corner. It's no good. High rebound, tap to the floor, and now lost by Lewis Central. Picked up by Atlantic. Thompson got it to Williams. Running layup try is no good. She tried to force that one. Rebound Lewis Central on the run. Ahead quickly, it's Holt. She'll drive and lay it in left side. Megan Holt with the basket. 37-17, now a 20-point lead for Lewis Central. And we have a timeout on the floor. This is just going to be a 30-second timeout. .343 remaining here in this fourth quarter. What was a 22-17 game late in the third quarter has now turned into a big Lewis Central advantage as they've run off 15 straight points. And they've stretched the lead out now 37-17. Two teams back on the floor after the short timeout. It's Atlantic basketball as we come back to action. Up the floor with it now is Olsen to the front court. Schmidt curls into the lane. Right side, Olsen on the circle. Quickly down low. Sambothy turns in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound fought for inside. And they come out with it with Lewis Central. Peterson, she threw a pass up the floor. It hit the back of one of the Atlantic girls running up the floor. And she was able to chase it down. Now to the head to the front court. The lob pass tipped, knocked away loose. Saved by Lewis Central. Sambothy almost got the steal. Now Madsen outside with it for the Titans. Right side, Pomeranke is back in the ball game. She'll leave it out top for Danny Peterson. Cross back out top, it's Paulson. Maddie Paulson with it. Fires it, Pomeranke right side. Pomeranke off the dribble, stops. Right side, bounce feed out top. It's Amy Peterson. Now Madsen back outside with it. Lewis Central may very well be trying to just work some clock on curls around out top. See if they can get somebody free to the basket. And the Titans are going to turn the ball over now as it rolls to the back court. And the officials missed that, too. That should have been an over and back into the back court. As Paulson just dropped the ball, hit her foot, and rolled to the back court. She went back and picked it up and brought it forward. And now we got a foul call outside. Sky Thompson's going to pick up the foul. That'll be her second. Tiffany Williams back into the Atlantic lineup as Catherine Leonard will leave. Nicole Miller checks in now for Lewis Central. 2:27 left to go here in the fourth. Bonus opportunity here is good as Maddie Paulson knocks in the free throw. She'll get a second try. And the second try is good as well. 39-17. That's 17 straight for Lewis Central. They've scored as many in a row as Atlantic has scored in the entire ball game. Thompson left side drives bait. Oh, boy, they're going to call an offensive foul on Sky Thompson. Maddie Paulson stepped in front of her at the last minute. They hit Thompson with a foul. Ball belongs back again to Lewis Central. 2:17 left to go. They say that's the fourth on Thompson. I've got her for three. I guess we'll just add one. Miller down to the front court with it. Leaves it outside. Paulson for Pomeranke. Down low the bounce pass, and that's Peterson with the basket. Amy Peterson with the bucket down low. 41-17. Minute 50 left in the game. Long skip pass across for Atlantic. Macy Schmidt, the three try, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Lewis Central underneath. Titans want to run. Pomeranke will feed it back outside. Peterson. Now Paulson with it, rather. And back out top it comes. Danny Peterson to the right side. Paulson down low. Pass knocked free, and we're going to have a foul. And that'll be all for Stephanie Sambothy. She's going to foul out of the basketball game. That should be her fifth. And that will send her to the bench with a minute 24 left to play here in the fourth quarter. And Amy Peterson will go to the free throw line here for Lewis Central. Shoot the bonus. The front end is no good, and the rebound is taken by Atlantic. Into the ball game is Caitlin Falk with the board. As Lewis Central works, or Atlantic works it up the floor. Now we have a turnover, a traveling violation, so the ball will go back in the other direction. Minute 16 mercifully left here in this one tonight. As Lewis Central with a big lead. They've held Atlantic scoreless here in the fourth quarter so far. Pomeranke, out top Peterson. They work the ball underneath. Ball knocked away, loose. Peterson up with it. Now Paulson, under a minute to go here in the game. Miller out top, drives the right side. Pomeranke off the dribble, kicks it across. Paulson open, going to try the three, and that's good. Madison Paulson knocks down the triple, and it's 44-17. Atlantic back the other way. Molly Welter back in the game with it. And a pass out top, knocked away and stolen. Hohenberger's pass tip, stolen by Miller. She'll run the floor, miss the layup, and rebound, and we've got a foul call. Like Pomeranke will go to the free throw line as they're going to whistle a foul on Molly Welter. That'll be her second. Seconds remaining in the game. Free throw on the way here is no good by Pomeranke. She'll get one more. Lewis Central will dust off the bench with 29 seconds left in the quarter. 44-17. Second free throw by Pomeranke is in and out, no good. Rebound, though, taken inside by Lewis Central. Out it goes. Pomeranke, a three try, no good. Rebound underneath is grabbed and put back in. McKenna Hannafin into the ball game gets the basket. That makes it 46-17. 15 seconds left. Atlantic out top as they work the ball off on the perimeter. Brooke Newell into the contest. They dump it down low. Newell left side. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Newell's pass across. Taken by Fulk to Newell. Newell fires one up. It's tipped. And with 1/10 of a second left, we have a foul call. So it'll be Atlantic basketball. Oh, no. They're going to call that a shooting foul. But she got her in the act of shooting. So Newell will get a chance to go to the line to shoot two here with just 1/10 of a second remaining. And the first free throw is no good by the sophomore. She'll get one more try. And the second one coming. And that one is also no good. Rebound hits the floor, and that will do it. 46-17, the final here tonight. Lewis Central, a winner over Atlantic. We'll take a break, wrap it up for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Valley Mutual Insurance in Atlantic, encouraging you to have your insurance coverages reviewed by their friendly, professional staff. It could paint a brighter picture for your future. Give Valley Mutual Insurance of Atlantic a call today at 243-4392. Denison Tire and Auto Center, 506 West 4th Street in Atlantic, means performance for your car. Check out their low everyday price on tires and enjoy their old-fashioned service at Denison Tire and Auto Center in Atlantic. Robinson True Value Hardware in Atlantic, serving Cass County for 75 years. Carrying paint for every surface and hardware for every purpose. Robinson True Value Hardware, located in downtown Atlantic.
Jim Field back with you here in Council Bluffs. Tough night for basketball here in Council Bluffs. Ooh, neither one of these teams played their best basketball here tonight in a 46-17 win by Lewis Central here this evening. Take a look at some of the numbers here for you real quick as we finish off our broadcast here tonight. Lewis Central led it 7-6 after one quarter. It was a 17-12 halftime lead. 27-17 was the third quarter score. And Lewis Central just stifled Atlantic. Atlantic scored 5 points in the second half of the basketball game tonight. Nothing in the fourth quarter. In fact, Atlantic had trimmed it to a 5-point lead at 22-17. And then Lewis Central finished the game on a 24-0 run. 46-17, the final score here tonight. for Lewis Central, 13 points for Maddie Paulson. She led all scorers here this evening. 8 points each for Kai Madsen and Megan Holt to help lead the Titans tonight for Atlantic. 6 points for Sky Thompson and 5 for Aaron Olson. Offense was very difficult to find here tonight for Atlantic. Atlantic had all of 6 field goals here in the ball game this evening. 3 for 8 free throws for Atlantic, and 7 of 19 from the line for Lewis Central. They weren't very good from the line tonight either. 10-3 with a win now for Lewis Central, 5-2 in the conference. Atlantic falls to 5-9 overall. They are 2-5 in conference play after the loss here tonight. 46-17, again, your final score. Lewis Central is the winner here this evening. And again, another final for you. Creston defeated Denison in girls Hawkeye 10 play tonight. 57-37, the final in that ball game. The Atlantic boys leading 54-43 with about 3 minutes left over in Atlantic. And Lewis Central starting to get into desperation mode, trying to get back into that one late in that contest. So again, 46-17, your final here tonight. Lewis Central defeating Atlantic in girls Hawkeye 10 basketball. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJAN, again, will come your way tomorrow night as we'll be in Council Bluffs again. Abraham Lincoln High School is AL hosting Atlantic and boys non-conference basketball. Varsity game set to start about 7:30 tomorrow night. We'll have it for you on KJAN tomorrow evening. That's Atlantic at Abraham Lincoln in boys hoops tomorrow night here on the radio. That's after we have Hawkeye basketball for you. Coming up tomorrow afternoon, Hawkeye is hosting Ohio State. And again, don't forget, tomorrow morning at 8:30, we'll be talking boys and girls basketball and wrestling with the Atlantic head coaches tomorrow morning in our Saturday Morning Coaches Corner program, 8:30 tomorrow morning. That'll do it for us here tonight, 46-17. Again, your final, Lewis Central wins it tonight in girls Hawkeye 10 basketball over Atlantic. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us, and good night from Council Bluffs.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. See the staff for information on your prescription and over-the-counter drug needs. Your link to good health is Rex Pharmacy, the Blue Front store in downtown Atlantic. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and families. Their dedicated and caring staff work as a team to make sure each and every resident is cared for and made to feel at home. Exira Care Center, caring for those you love. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Call them on weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon at 712-755-5188.
All right, going to take a quick music break up to the top of the hour here on KJAN AM 1220. You just got done listening to Atlantic playing Lewis Central in Council Bluffs. First up is Nora Jones with Chasing Pirates.